there really were farmers in
town?
Yeah,
well, the one family clear over the street over here on where you saw East Street, if you were, they had cows.
Uh-huh.
And every morning you hear the ding-along, and there he brings the cows through the alley and take them up on the hill. So we would, that was their pasture right up on the hill there. That would be like, that would be over this way more and everything. So then we would walk from our house on this road here where we are and go up to the plateau on this side of the road and play ball or have picnics or that. And we were always up on the hill all the time.
You know what's interesting? So many people have told me that the boys played up there.
Oh,
and I didn't know about the girls.
Yeah, one of my nephews almost set the place on fire. and so we got the scare of men running around up there. And so we weren't allowed up on the hill. But we were old enough. We were older than we knew. Pittsburgh Plate had these zinc palms. Ponds put up there, and we'd walk up there on a Sunday, and check them out to see, you know.
What were they?
They were the sludge. They would bring all that sludge up and put it into the ponds, and they had no place to put it, so they would just make ponds up there. So now they're gone. They dug through them, and they're gone. And then my girlfriend, Anna Mae, Catherine, I told you about that. I saw that picture. She lived down. She lived up here, and we would walk from her place up over the hill and then go on to the cemetery.
You could do that.
Uh-huh. We could walk over the hill and go over to the cemetery, the Sacred Heart Cemetery. Yeah. So we'd go over there and check all the graves. Sometimes we'd walk in Bakerstown Road. Sometimes. And most of the time we'd come back over the hill again, because then we didn't have that road to come over them on that. So we played up there all the time. That was our playgrounds when we were kids. And then they said there were men lurking around up there, so we weren't allowed up on the hill anymore.
Do you think that was true? Or just
they said that they saw people up around in there. So. But we were older, too. We had no business being up on the hill, but it was the kids. And then my nephew would ride his bike up there. He would go. He was on a trail, and they would ride bikes. They had dirt bikes, trails up there that the kids would go up on. They had those. But I haven't been up there. Well, you can't. There's no place to go anymore.
So over the hill, up on the hill, was really where the whole expressway was dug down all the way over to the cemetery.
Yeah, right. See, the cemetery is beyond the expressway now.
Yeah.
It's beyond the expressway because we can't cut through that. No, we can't get over there. There's no way to get over there.
Except Bakerstown Road.
Bakerstown Road, yeah. You would have to cross over the expressway in order to get over that side, and there's a big fence up there. And so you can. There's been a couple of deer come down this way a couple of years ago. We had a couple of deer down here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's, those were the good old days.
Did you speak German at home? Did you learn German?
Mom did. But I've been trying, going to Germany the last 5 times. And I couldn't even speak it. I went to study it and I couldn't.
But you've gone to Germany?
Oh, 5 times.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, I might go back.
Have you seen where your parents go?
Oh, yeah. Not my dad. It's too far for them to drive. And there's nobody there. My dad's whole family came here. And his parents were gone. By the time they came over, I think his parents were gone. And the only other thing we would know of would have been an uncle. There was a priest that was over there. And he wrote to Dad. But we never kept in touch with him. And so we don't know where he's at. He could be gone by this time. Mm-hmm. And so it really didn't faze us to go down to where he was born. But I went to where my mother, I might go back. If I go over again, I might go back over there and check it out, see where she came from. But see, I still have mom's, her niece is still there, and her family, and I have a couple of her nephews that from another brother that are there, but I don't get to see them. I don't know where they went to. And that's about it. But I've met so many people that I have 7, 10, 12 letters I have to write at Christmas time
great.
To keep in touch with them. That's so. Because I met my girlfriend's family. I got, I became friends of theirs. Matter of fact, I just called her not too long ago. And they keep in touch. Her family doesn't keep in touch, so a stranger keeps in touch with us. And I enjoy it. And I enjoy it. I enjoy going over there. So I says, my passport's running out, so this is
to
it.
Go then.
If I go, that's the only reason why. Not the only reason, but I don't want to waste it. I waste the other one. I don't want to waste this one.
Yeah.
They're too expensive. And they're $60 now. And I think I'm done traveling. The only place I want to go is the Holy Land. If I could have went with Father, I'd have went with him. But
Father
that was,
Grosco.
Yeah, but that was strictly priests to go there. And that's too short. That was too short.
How long do they go?
They left Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days.
Oh.
And then he left Tuesday and back Wednesday. He came back Tuesday. That's too short.
Yeah.
No, that's hard on your system.
For that big of a thing.
And that's a 13 or 14 hour drive for a flight.
Yeah.
Too much. I get jet lag just going over there. I even get jet lag coming in from Denver.
Yeah, you would.
I do. I get jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, really, I can do something the next day, like get, if I am up to it, to get the clothes sorted and washed and do that. But boy, come the next day after that, I'm done. I just can't do anything. I don't know but if you ever get that way. You ever get, I think that's what I had now. I think I had the jet lag.
Maybe.
And I didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had that. I flew once to California. I didn't do too badly going out.
No.
But boy, when I came back.
Come back. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's, I don't know whether it's the... I say it's because you're up 24 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah, I say you're coming back, you're up 24 hours. So, that's hard on you. I don't know how these airplane pilots do it.
I don't either, and I don't know how business people do it who have to fly and all the time they're flying in.
Well, see, they're so used to it now probably, but it's the different air zones. It's a different time changes, and the food is so different in some places and all that. I says, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Going over isn't so bad. I'm tired, but not as much as I am when I come back home. Because you know what it is. It's work time, right?
I guess that's it, yeah. Back to the old routine.
I think you have to go back to work. Your troubles haven't gone away. So. And everything, so it's really good.
Well, I don't have any more specific questions.
Good.
Is there anything you'd like to commit to? Then thank you. I will turn this off.
Yeah.
This is a tape for the Oral History Project, Voices of Faith, Years of Change. The narrator is Libby Kutch. The interviewer is Sister Sally Witt. The interview was at Libby's home on West 9th Avenue in East Deer Township. Our mailbox to Renton.